I'd be a very hard interview to know answers, and I don't do it to be an ignorant, but...
No.
You put up with me.
I tell you, honestly, pretty much take the best of it and then put it into 30 minutes, and that's what it is. I wasn't sure as I have to get approval from this type of thing with your superior, you know.
You know, I mean, it's not a secret what I do. We don't discuss tactics. And
last time we went out was the Al Foster Trail.
Yeah?
Where's the Al Foster Trail?
Glencoe.
A trash thing in a couple
out of Sherman Beach?
Yeah.
Okay.
That old railroad trail that now goes from Glencoe all the way to Castlewood.
Is that where the miniature railroad is out there?
Yeah.
Yes. Still running?
Yep.
The trash thing's going to be like on the other end of the, I guess, further down river east, whatever.
Kind of in the middle between there and Castlewood.
Uh-huh.
I made that suggestion to post a map. Wouldn't it be funny if you had a CETO and somebody posted a no find? I looked everywhere and I couldn't find the parking lot.
Now, I almost posted a note after yours when you said you're going to be there to record everything. I was going to say, no, we don't want you to record everything. We want you to pick up trash.
Yeah. Well, Elaine said she will come, so that's my contribution. I just kind of think I'm feeling a need as far as publicity. Because I need content for that website. I need to keep on putting new stuff in there.
We had a hard time figuring out any dates to do this thing.
Oh.
That's why it took so long for me to post it. As I say, well, what about this day? Well, we're doing that, blah, 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 blah. Well, we're doing this. Well,
no.
That's Mother's Day weekend. Well, blah, blah. And now, actually, we're doubling up. That day we're doing it, Rich has got something.
Just because there's another slog event doesn't mean everyone's going to be at one, at both of them, or that one's going to conflict with the other. But unfortunately, it's the very few that are at everything.
It's that core group that, you know.
Yeah, so you try not to spread those people then.
I finally told Strider, I said, look, give me a date for to do this.
You go to geocaching.com and you look at the list of CETOs, and there's just a ton of them on that day.
Well, Rich said he talked to the county, and they suggested Sherman Beach. So
I think that's a good one.
I mean, I've been down there, Farley, and out there we could drag up and get a tractor, you know.
I'm sure tires, and instead of floated up when the river flooded.
Well, floodplain on the mountain.
Moog is going to be my 20th podcast. I had no idea I was going to be doing that many.
I've been enjoying those.
Have you been listening to them?
Desk and listen while I'm doing
okay. I never know who listens. Mm-hmm. But the neat thing about the internet is anybody can.
Mm-hmm.
I did him on Friday at his church in Webster Groves. Then the next day, Lane and I made a caching trip out to Wentzville to talk to Mothership, Susan Mackey, who's working with the Wentzville City Park Department to come up with a co-ownership geocaching policy.
Interviews you sometime.
Oh, I have nothing to say. In fact, quite a bit. I'll ask the questions, and then I'll get a response, and I'll edit my question out.
Well, I know what I would ask you. I would ask you, while doing these podcasts, is ever in the back of your mind, why did I pick these guys? Has that ever happened?
Has that ever gone through my mind?
Yes.
Seriously? No.
Really? Well, good.
Because I think...
I mean, that's what I would think.
I wouldn't do it if I didn't think I can make an interesting story out of something.
And, you know, even if you're not interested in that particular subject, I find it interesting just to find out what all these people do outside of geocaching.
Exactly.
What they do for a living, what their hobbies are, what their likes and dislikes.
If it was all about geocaching, I'd say, okay, what's your favorite cache? Mm-hmm. How'd you get your caching name? That's it. There's a variety of people who are involved in geocaching, and if I can get that point across, we're not just, you know, nerds and geeks and whatever.
Well, my wife, what she says is that everybody seems normal until you get to know them. What do you think, huh?
Well, but, you know, it's what's normal, you know.
Well,
you're normal and everybody else is just a little off of that.
She said everybody seems kind of normal until you really get to talk to them.
Yeah, people have different experiences in life, and that's what makes them what they are. And I think part of the problem of the whole world political thing is we just don't understand other people. We don't really realize how much they're like us. So the more that communication get around that, you know, the people understand where people are coming from and what they do.
Well, I think what the trouble is, it's just a different value system. The people like in the Mideast, they don't value what we value at all. And we have we don't value what they value. I think that's weird.
But what do we value? The dollar? Possession.
We value material.
Yeah. Rich won't be an officer. He's an advisor. Mm-hmm. And he's happy with that, and I'm glad he's there. Mm-hmm. He does so much. And if you gave him a position, it would probably kind of crippled his ability to get things done.
I said, I want to be a creative consultant. But I don't even actually know what, I don't even know what Slaga's business is. I know they do picnics, and they do this thing, but I don't know.
You know, we have the picnics, and that's for the Slaga people. But we participate in Tiger Days, Outdoor Expo, Bush Wildlife. We have the Geocaching 101. Those things are for the public. And, you know, even the website, I think, is kind of for the public as well. They want to find out about geocaching. There's lots of links and things like that. MOGA, it's more for the geocaching people. Ritz, because he volunteered to do GPS receiver classes. He did that to fill a void where, I think it was REI used to do it. So he's got himself involved in that, and that's public training. Finally got our own projector. Since we went into the contributing membership, we've got money now. Tim and Rich's idea to do the contributing membership?
I think anything worth doing is worth $10, and they shouldn't have non-paying members. That's what I think.
I want the web to be available for everyone, and whenever you restrict information, you limit your audience, and I didn't want to do that.
Every club takes something to belong to.
Yeah.
And I think, like I said, $10 is a token amount.
I will ask less than 10%, yeah.
Did pay or didn't pay?
Have paid contributing membership. And that's $10 for individual and $15 for family.
Sniper One works for the city of St. Louis, and he has been trying to establish a relationship between geocachers in the St. Louis area and the St. Louis City Parks Department. He has not been as successful with that as we have been with the St. Louis County Parks Department.
Yeah, I'm pretty frustrated with the city anyway right now. I'm not getting any answers or anything from them. I think I'm going to have to pretty much start from scratch and go visit the guy.
You didn't even know the guy you contacted retired until somebody...
He retired.
Yeah.
And when I emailed him, you know, I sent him a couple of emails. I still had his email, and I didn't know he'd retired. And, you know, asking him about trying to do a CETO.
Oh, yeah.
And I finally got an answer back from him. He said, I retired, but I've still got a list of names of, you know, friends of this park and friends of that park, and I can give you some contacts if you want them.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, that'd be great, and while you're at it, if you want to send me the name of whoever took your place with the city, I'd like to make contact with him, and, mm-hmm. you know, but I never heard back.
What is the general feeling about geocaching in the city? Is it per park?
No.
Or per alderman?
It's pretty much, yeah, go ahead. They don't want a permit. They don't want anything. They think it's a good idea. What I'm doing, I'd send them a message. It started off being once a month. And then I start doing a little less off
fire.
Come on now.
We got a little bit
over
there.
But they actually, when I first approached them, I guess it was 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, they wanted me to build a cache in Forest Park for them to sponsor.
It
was going to be their cache, and they were going to the goodie box filled and all of that. Well, I just got one excuse after another. It was budgetary, and it was this and that, and they were working on. They had some kind of a conference from people all over the country, parks and recreation people coming, mm-hmm. and they wanted to get it up by then. But then, oh wait, we're spending this money on something else, so
and then they
kept dragging me along. And I've got a folder at home.
The
course is all ready to go. All I have to do is I ask them to sink some 4x4 posts in the ground and put a little plaque on it with a number, a letter, or something. We could collect those.
I suppose you like White Cliff as an example of how it could be done.
Very similar, except what I've got is when you get to a waypoint, you look at the cache page, and it says, okay, if you look in this direction, here's the old bird cage left over from the World's Fair, blah, 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 and it gives the history of it. If you look in another direction, there's a World's Fair pavilion. If you look in another direction, you see this. Now, go to the next waypoint. When you get there, you look at the cache page, and it says, over here is this, over here is this. You know, I mean, you really tour the park, and I pointed out a whole bunch of stuff, did a lot of work on it. Just one excuse after another. So is that the one that... Where the bird is painted on the rocks up there.
Yes.
Okay.
That was I saw that painting on the bird on that rock. That was cool.
Been repainted.
At
least
really good.
A couple times.
I like that.
Fading away.
Now it kind of looks like a high school emblem.
Yeah.
You know.
Can we ask what that thing stands for? Since we don't.
Original one was painted by the Indians when they lived here, and they used, you know, like berries and things and painted it on the rocks. That's why it faded, and they had to repaint it. But it was supposed to be some mythical creature that lived in this valley that would fly out of the hills and eat men. And I don't know.
I had to ask, didn't I?
Yeah, so watch out. If you hear flapping wings, duck.
What is that exactly you got strapped to your arm?
It's an implant that keeps my heart going.
Yeah.
No, it's
I'm going to unplug this. Watch his face turn blue.
Wow, cool. All right, hey, look at that. turn it green. Oh, boy, pull it back in.
It's an MP3 player.
Oh. 8 o'clock, early registration. Tickets handed out for breakfast.
8 tonight.
8 p.m. tonight. Tickets will be given out.
You get a more fuller agenda at. My agenda is not that.
Because I happen to get the email list for the staff.
So because I set the distribution list up, I put myself on it.
Yeah. They want you here from 9 to 11 for the Cracker Barrel, and then they want you here at 6 a.m. for breakfast.
Award presentation at 8 p.m. tomorrow. Cracker Barrel at 9.
That one guy acted like he was out for death last year. You know?
He was.
He what?
The main guy of the Minnesota team.
Yeah.
Who was that?
He was looking for that army cash. Forgot it was like a team course. And this guy, when he couldn't find it, he was flipping. Like I can't find that. And he's going, I'm going, dude, this life's too short. Don't act like that.
Dan and I are on a team.
Okay. But not as individual?
No.
Because you did the individual last time and then you cramped up.
I cramped up so bad.
Yeah, I took his place.
Today was one of the easiest cabins we've ever done. It was Myotis's lost cabin, and it's about a 3-mile round trip. But where we parked was a black dog. And I remember reading in one of the logs that the dog has a collar, a tag on its collar that says, "Leave me here, I live here." That dog must just follow everybody that does that cache because it was a mile and a half walk in, and we didn't even need our GPSs. That dog was right ahead of it. He knew the path.
Oh, really?
We just followed the dog to within about 15 feet of the cache.
It's a geocaching guide dog.
A bad chef shows up at our campsite. He's coming back from the staff dinner. He has a campsite just across from Sniper's campsite.
How you doing? How was your meal?
Oh, my God. You know, I would say better than my meal tomorrow night, but I'm cooking my meal tomorrow night. So. Yeah, but we had to work out a couple little issues, you know.
Anything you can say?
Well, of course, they were all, like, talking about the stuff that I already knew. I'm like, what about the stuff that we didn't ever resolve? And he's like, hopefully we don't have to do this next year. Some other organization will take over.
Right.
That's what he said at the very end. He's like, so anyway, I expect to see y'all next year. Central Illinois. What it is that one of them showed up yesterday, and it was like, oh, yeah, da-da-da, I'm with the Central Illinois group. And he's like, oh, so you're the group who's going to be doing this next year. And he's he goes, we are? And he goes, I heard it. He said they are. Because they said at one breakfast they had like 100 people show up. You know, like one of their luncheons, you know, their groups. Not as big as the fire I had going last night.
Oh, you were here last night?
Yeah, I got here Wednesday. Wow. I was like probably one of the first three groups to show up. There was some guys camping from Indiana all the way in the back in a big tent. Woke up in the morning to, like, frost surrounding my tent. Hey, that's a good sign. That means I was warm on the inside. I was always, like, a year ago before geocaching, if I didn't check my email for 3 months, I didn't care. I didn't care if anybody was trying to get a hold of me. I wasn't trying to get a hold of anybody. A year later, a week without a computer, I look at my messages for 3 days. 257 unread messages. I become one of them.
Are those all news groups?
That's it. I quit.
News group emails?
Half news group, half MOGA. Then I get like an email from a friend or something, and I'm like, oh my God, this is Don Geocache related.
Yeah, what's that doing here? Let me move that somewhere
yeah, get
else.
That out of there. Who needs that? That's not important.
I guess I'm mosey on over there and get some sound bites. I'll never get this into one podcast.
Well, I was spending so much time talking with the guys at the campsite that I didn't realize that the Cracker Barrel had already started. What you'll hear is me slowly approaching the pavilion, and you hear the Minnesota team explaining their Minnesota Cup and officially handing it over to MOGA. By the way, Cracker Barrel is just getting around together and talking and snacking on food, and almost like a campfire.
Sure we would have ever met, you know, if not for this event, and I mean, this is fantastic. So what we did, that and we've been pretty lucky on the team event the first 2 years, and we think that's a kind of a fun event, and so we wanted to make that a really special thing for all the teams, and maybe in future years encourage more teams to show up. So we created a trophy for the team event. And because we paid for it, we named it the Minnesota Cup. You'll pardon that bit of hubris. However, it does prominently say MOGA on it, and it gets engraved with the winning team for every year. There's space for many years. You can see there's some motive here. There's lots of engraving that can be done, so hopefully we'll have this event for years and years to come, and if we could just have a round of applause for the organizers. This year and past, you guys have done a great job. And this will stay with the organizers. This won't travel because we don't know if the winning team's coming back. We hope they do. But anyway, they'll get their name engraved or their team name engraved on it and stuff.
Four-man team, right?
It is the four-man team. Yep, it is the four-man team. So thanks again, and there's the cup.
All right,
man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Coming up for a four-person team, we have a lot of openings. Get out there and win a thing.
If you're willing to do it, we're willing to come down. So,
yeah. All right. Now tell me, you guys, I've heard this song, denied it before, but no one had a camelback full of beer last year.
No.
Why?
That's a, yeah.
It was a bowl of bag and it was
Yeah, we promised no medical emergencies tomorrow. We had one on our way down, so we're good to go now. Yep. Yep.
Oh, yeah. 911
call. We only had 911 call.
Two ambulances, but one call. So.
Everybody's okay.
Oh, absolutely.
What's the site number?
Well, we're from Minnesota. We're some of the few people tenting. So.
Okay.
If I had 3 hours and 5 minutes, well, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
a good question. Yeah, we'll have to clarify that.
Well, now that we did that, I'm going to throw the individual. Because you guys made the team event harder. Because five caches after the individual for the team I can do, but now it's as many as you can find in 3 hours for the team.
Yeah.
I got to pace myself for the individual just to make it.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, I never actually watched that whole DVD you put out. You know, I had never actually sat down. But
did he make you watch it?
Well, Richard sat down and did it.
Wake up, Charlotte, wake up!
Yeah, it was good. You did a good job.
Well,
Mike's going to run it through tonight.
The guy that gave the trophy.
Yeah.
That's why we came down here is get warm. Yeah. We brought the weather with us.
Hey, are you on staff?
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a good time this year?
You are.
Tomorrow morning, real early for breakfast, and you guys are doing lunch too?
And dinner, and breakfast and lunch on Sunday.
On Sunday, okay.
That's why we're set up like we are right now.
You know how many you have to serve for, and this many gallons of this, and this many tons of this.
We were told how many, and we know what we're serving, and we know how to eat.
Because you've done it before. It's just like adult scouts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
I bet sometime after the next few weeks or something, we'll get together and plot. I've just had too many things going
well,
on.
Well, I understand, yeah. Yeah, anytime you're moving, and it's just chaos and whatever.
Yeah, but my mom in and out of the hospital a few times.
So it's Sarah, you and your mom together?
And four cats and two dogs. Of course, her cat's always fought a little bit, and my cat's always fought a little bit.
Is this technically the Cracker Barrel, or are they going to do any announcements or anything? I know I talked about the cup a little bit, the Minnesota Cup.
Yeah, that was about it.
I meet up with Geo Trailblazer 1. He showed me his geocoin collection and gave me my first geocoin, which was the Missouri-Arkansas pattern.
What it is whenever you log a coin, it'll say Missouri on it. And once you do one that says Missouri, can't do another one. I'm going to have mine say Missouri. And I tried to talk to everybody in the forum, and I left it up there since before Christmas. Just send me this number here. That's yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Seriously? Cool.
It's unactivated. It's ready to go. You just go into the Geocoin Club. I think it says it on it. You can drop it in a cache and pull it back out.
All right. This will be my first one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thanks.
First geocoin.
Cool.
And it even comes with its own personal icon. OZC, Ozark.
So it's got a tracking number in it.
Mm-hmm. It's right under the state. It's right there, that little, it's hard to see, but okay. It's there on that little band. And what you do is you go to this place right here, coin code, and you just put in that, it'll ask you for an email, that number, and your email twice.
send it in, they'll send it right back to your email with the code. Then you go to, just activate like the activated travel book, you go in and track a number in the code. And the 3D side really came out. Look at the Arkansas code, I didn't even get a chance to activate these yet.
Who put those out?
Arkansas, state of Arkansas. Arkansas Geocatcher Association, AGA, Nana Poppy, Golf Nuts and all them down there around Clarksville. There's a little guy standing here, he's got a coin in his hand, and he's showing all these other geocachers.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy back here coming from the GeoCoin Bank, he's got a cash in his hand, and he's headed across the street to the swag store, GeoSwag, to pick up some more stuff so he can take it on out to the forest and hide his cash. You can see that a little better. The 3D side of the Missouri coin. There's a cache hid right there, but it's so small you can't see it. This one's not trackable, but the Lewis and Clark coin. You can get them at the Arch, the Benchmark coin.
Which one is that of?
That's a coin club, GeoCoin Club. This one's not of any Benchmark.
I guess.
It's just a Benchmark with the Surveyor's Transit.
6 o'clock is breakfast, or?
Yes. 5:30.
We got to feed staff at 5:30.
Oh, okay. Sheesh.
We're going to be up at 4, and we'll be cooking at 4:30. Easy.
And then sleep for the rest of the... No, sleep till noon.
No.
Sleep till 11.
Put this... When we get done getting breakfast done and cleaning, we'll start
over again? Okay, wow.
By the time they get done with lunch, it'll be time for dinner.
Well, you got more people than you thought you would have had.
We're figuring 100, but we still had more than that. Huh. So. Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
We're fixing 544 meals.
Me and him and Bart just got done with the Boy Scout barbecue.
Yeah, that was two
weeks
ago. We
had two of those big Kendricks. Barbecue, coal oil.
Yeah.
They use those as pits. You open that thing up, and it's got a grate from me to you, and about 7 foot long. We were sitting with ribs on one.
Pork steaks.
We went through 80 pounds of charcoal that day. They're all from Kendrick's, the meat market. They got good food.
Are there any Boy Scouts here, or just the leaders that are cooking?
Well, it's the leaders, because, it's like we really couldn't afford to, have the kids not perform up to what you guys need. If you took 30 seconds... to feed 100 people, that's 50 minutes. You only got an hour to eat.
Oh, they're all expecting to eat at pretty much the same time. Yeah.
So, we got to get the stuff
coordinated.
Out, get everybody fed, and get them through here.
Like a well-oiled machine.
You don't have time to
watch everything, so... I tell them...
11:20. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
Well, that's it for the first of three podcasts for MOGA 2006. Man, it took a long time to get this one out, and I got two more to do yet, but those should work a little bit faster because I think I got the whole editing process down. I do want to say that you'll hear a lot of heavy breathing in these, and it's just me and my allergies. You just can't edit some of that out. Just have to learn to place the mic a little bit different. Stay tuned for... Parts 2 and 3 should be out in a week or so.
This concludes the Slaga podcast. For more information about the Slaga group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.